None but the hungry heart. 4-6. Reliance in toto. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 16. It has been well said that it takes a lifetime to learn real dependence upon God and to accept practically our own inadequacy. We are going to learn this only through experience, and now is the time to settle down to this schooling, a day at a time. We are to understand that God loves us and that he justifies us by the work of his Son. We have no longer conscience of sins before God, because he himself has taken them away before his eyes. We know that being united to the Lord Jesus Christ, who has fully glorified God in that which concerns our sins, we have been made the righteousness of God in him. So the heart is free to enjoy his love in the presence of the Father. I no longer attempt to produce that which will satisfy God from myself as originator. I know that even if I try, I shall only fail. But I do seek to please God by faith in the activity of another. The Son of God, who indwells me by his Spirit, is able and willing to carry out in me those things that please him, and I count upon him to do so. Consciously, day by day, I take the attitude that I trust him to work the will of God in me. And in that attitude I go forward and serve him. I do not trust myself. I live by faith in the Son of God. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. 2 Thessalonians 2:17.